Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And today I wanted to talk about a powerful concept that I thought about a couple of years ago that helps me to stay motivated towards achieving my financial freedom. And that is the concept of no spend days. So this week I've been working for over 60 hours. So it's a big, intense week. I work a lot. My work is not very intellectually intense, let's call it like that, but I work a lot of hours. And last night I was cycling home after work and I thought about this concept of no spending days because today's Saturday and I've been having a few no spend days already that I haven't been spending any money at all on those days. And I was reflecting on how my small daily choices, like this one, like not spending anything on some days, are actually helping me to buy back my future freedom. Hey, I just wanted to pause for a second and let you know that I made something for you. It's a free guide called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. I created it for women who want to invest, but feel like it's not for people like us. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago, when I had no idea where to begin. Just click the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below to grab it. Now, back to the episode. So yes, the no spend days are the days that I don't spend any money at all. And for me, I see them as a very important tool for my FIRE journey. As many of you know, I am going to achieve financial independence, early retirement at some point, so I'm saving and investing for that, and I think those days are crucial for that. So I wanted to tell you a little bit more about how I organize my no-spend days, and sometimes I don't even plan for it. It just happens, because I'm working so much that I actually, sometimes I don't even have time to spend. So I have that problem, the first world problems, you know, I'm working so much and I don't even have time to spend all the money. Well, I'm not actually earning that much, but I'm working so much that the no spend days happen naturally. So on Sundays, I usually do the meal prep for the whole week. And on work days, I cycle to work. And I bring in my own lunch, the lunch I cooked on Sunday. And I also get coffees from the office. So I'm not the kind of person who would enjoy really taking the coffee from outside. From time to time, yes, but most of the times, no. Most of the times I prepare my own coffee. And most of those days during my work week, sometimes I also work on the weekend, are actually zero spending days for me. On those days, I'm very intentional about not even stepping into shops or cafes. And it's not because I am forcing myself not to, it's because it happens naturally. I don't need to go to a shop if I already have my lunch, and I don't need to go to a coffee shop if I already have my coffee with me. And it is true that those small savings, they pile up. And those tiny habits, they create massive results over years. And every pound that I save isn't just saved, it's actually invested towards my future freedom. And this is not about being cheap. This is actually about being free. In 4 years' time, I want to take a mini retirement lasting from 1 to 2 years. Time will tell. And no spend days now are what will make that goal possible. So I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm not suffering because of that. I'm actually buying back my future time. So in a world where spending is normal, no spend days are actually small acts of rebellion to get a bigger, calmer, and freer life. That's how I see that. And you don't have to live miserably to save. You just need to be intentional about it. And you just need to know what your goal is. And if your goal is actually much bigger than those little coffees that I will not even enjoy, then I do prefer to have a freer life in the future. And wealth isn't built by buying lottery tickets. It's actually built by those small, boring, daily choices. As I see it, every no spend day for me is a tiny yes to the life I want. So thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're trying to build your own version of freedom, remember, it is those small and glamorous actions that matter the most. And I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation and this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.